Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Which One Wednesday. It's both of these people's favorite segments sitting in this room right now where they square off against each other in a debate style format. And my man Dylon behind the glass puts the final judgment out as to which one of them won
like
the debate.
Game.
I know you don't.
I don't like being forced to play games.
Well, it's, you know, it is what it is. It's a game. All right, here we go. All right, so obviously a lot of things going on in Atlanta this weekend. We just called it rivalry week. You got the Braves Mets. You got the Falcons and you got the Saints. You got Bama and Georgia squaring off this weekend. Reminder, we will have Scott Cochran coming up in about 15 minutes. Talk about Bama and Georgia and those two programs. But let's start there. Big game situations. Big game situations, which you will probably see Saturday night. Just give me one of the name or the other. Would you rather have Jalen Milroe or Carson Beck? Jalen Milroe or Carson Beck? Big game situations. Which one of these quarterbacks are you taking? Bo, we'll start with you.
I'm going to go with Carson Beck. And I'm a huge Jalen Milroe fan. Everybody knows. I think Jalen Milroe might be my one of my favorite players in college football right now. But Carson Beck, to me, is it. This dude's motivated. He's smart. He's a processor. He can make every throw in the football field, the ones across the middle, the ones deep, the ones short. But he can also buy time with his legs, not just to run, but to throw as well. I think he is a complete player. To me, he's the number one quarterback prospect for this upcoming class.
Mm. Tiff, door's wide open.
I'm going with
How's
Carson
the door
Beck
open?
Because not only is he closing deals on the field, he's closing them off the field as well.
Oh, tell
His
us more.
His latest NIL deal is with Chipotle.
Oh.
And sometimes when I don't feel like cooking and when I want what could be a healthy-ish meal, I go to Chipotle. And so I like that Carson Beck now has an NIL deal which has boosted his value to $1.9 million. All because now he just partnered with Chipotle. And I bet he's probably going to take care of his teammates. He's going to feed that offensive line. Maybe the barbacoa. Maybe, I don't know, the possibilities are endless when it comes to creating your own goals.
Might be doing
goals.
The meal prep hat.
That's,
never know.
So I'm going with Carson Beck.
That's a good pull. I would tell the judges to go Google Hannah Cavender. And only one of these quarterbacks
extra.
Is dating her.
Walk is not extra when you have $1.9 million, all right?
He's
a friend of the money. He's like, everyone gets guac. Everyone on this team gets guacamole.
It with Hannah Cavender in his Lambo.
When she said off field, I was like, oh, here we go. Now, how about this one?
I thought that's where she was going.
I did too. Let's go with this one. We teased this going into the break. Which one is more important to their team's success this weekend? Is it Bijan Robinson or Alvin Kamara? Is it Bijan Robinson or Alvin Kamara that'll be more important to their team's success this weekend? Tiff, we'll start with you.
No. Okay. Bijan is very important to this Falcons offense. They also still have a number of other weapons, too. So I'm going to say for the Saints and the game that what Kamara came off of with the Cowboys, I know they had the loss to the Eagles, but, I mean, he ran them up.
Yes, he did.
On the Cowboys.
Yes,
he really
did.
So I feel like they are going to be more reliant on his ability to try to get the job done. Or the Falcons could go to Drake London. You could go to Kyle Pitts. Bijan is going to shoulder the load, but you have maybe more options.
I love that. What do you think, Bo Stradamus? What do you think?
Well, I would remind you that Chris Olave plays for the Saints, and so does
I know.
So does Rashid Shaheed.
It's neither here nor there. How many catches is Rashid Shaheed had last week?
This is my argument.
Because we had him in our fantasy lineup, and he had 0 points.
So you guys, am I just not allowed to talk in my moment, or what? Like, is that
politic.
How this is going to work?
Just don't politic.
I would remind you that those guys play, and they are big-time threats. But I agree with you, because this is not Alvin Kamara we have seen as of late. This is the Alvin Kamara of his rookie year, when the Saints' offense was lethal. He is a complete difference maker for that team. When he's rolling, they are rolling. And he did not have his best game last week, and he still played pretty well. He is their heartbeat right now. And with a banged-up offensive line, you're going to need him to step up, especially as an outlet.
All right, how about this one? We've talked a lot on here about how Tiff takes care of vehicles, cars. We cataloged the tire usage, the bow incident.
Right,
but we also had to talk about her treatment of her sister's suitcase the other day. All right, so are you better off lending Tiff a suitcase or a car? Are you better off lending Tiff a suitcase or a car? Which one's more likely to come back damaged? Tiff, we'll start with you.
The car will not come back damaged. I'm a good driver. I may have
no scuffs on the rim or anything.
there's maybe a scuff or two. Curbs are just obstacles, all right? So so your car will come back in one piece because I take care of other people's things. The suitcase does not count because it was not technically in my care. It was in some person working check bags.
Fair enough.
You know.
Fair enough. Bo, are you better off lending Tiff a suitcase or a car?
Suitcase, a lot cheaper to replace.
Yeah.
And the insurance doesn't go up.
Go away.
All right, how about this one? Saturday's game, and I mentioned we're going to have Scott Cochran at the top of the hour. Which, for which team is this game actually bigger? For which team is this game actually a bigger deal? Is it bigger for Bama under Kalen DeBoer, or is it bigger for Kirby Smart in Georgia because of the ghost of Bama past when it comes to that program?
It's bigger for Kalen DeBoer.
You
this
think
is
so?
His
Does
debut
she get to go first
against...
every time these days, or what?
Have I?
Just asking.
You
I got
go?
Told to shut up in my, when I was talking earlier, too.
He's
it's
gonna,
just crazy.
If he loses today, just watch what the reaction will be. I am saying this is bigger for Kalen DeBoer. It's his first game up against Georgia, who, by the way, up until this season, I guess, has been the number one team in all the land, right?
Yes.
And they still are a really good football team. So I think this is a huge test for an Alabama team that's mostly still intact from them defeating Georgia in the SEC championship game last year. You still got your quarterback. This is a bigger game for Kalen DeBoer.
What do you think, Bo? Bigger game for Georgia or Bama this weekend?
It's a bigger game for Kirby. Georgia's got a tougher schedule. Not to mention, Kirby Smart is going to let some Pac-12 coach come into the SEC.
Here comes the soapbox.
And win his first, am I not mistaken, it would be his first SEC win.
Yeah.
Would be against Kirby Smart, who I was told, and I do believe this, but I was also told when Saban retired, Kirby Smart runs the SEC now. It's Kirby's conference. And you're going to let some newcoming punk from the Pac-12, from the Pacific Northwest, come in here and beat you in the SEC at a place where you were the greatest defensive coordinator they ever had? I don't think so. This game means everything to Kirby Smart.
Let me. Can I have one more dial on? Real quick, you guys got 10 seconds each. Woo! If you had to pick right now, because I think, it is a tight competition. If you had to pick right now, are you taking Bama and Georgia for the Natty or the field? Bama and Georgia for the Natty or the field in college football? Bo, we'll start with you.
A field, because right now I think Texas is the best team in college football right now as today stands.
That's where I was going to go. But yes, I would take the field over this. Not saying anything negative about these two teams. I would definitely pick Georgia if I was going to pick anybody. I don't know if I would pick.
But he just told you could pick anybody.
I know, but I'm saying.
And you picked the field.
I picked the field, but I'm just saying. I'm going to pick the field.
Didn't he say Georgia and she picked the field?
Look, I'm pick
confused.
The field. I don't care. I found that Chipotle stuff out of thin air. So
you got me so hungry. All I'm thinking about is a burrito bowl.
Just like the Falcons were this close to beating the Kansas City Chiefs. Tiff, you were this close to beating Bo. I wanted to give it to you so bad, too.
It's okay.
I wanted to give it to you so bad.
Look, when he starts yelling, I know that it seeps into your brain.
It's always that last question that gets you, Tiff.
But he had some good – his Alvin Kamara was a good point. Like, he sells his stuff.
He's politicking.
You did a great job selling today, too. You sold me on a couple of things.
Kind of, but I feel I'm more of like, you know.
It was like this. It was like it started
up here. Does he get the
here,
questions ahead of time?
Kind of rolled
down.
Because
I feel like sometimes I'm just winging it. I wing everything.
I can assure you that I winged every one of those.
He wung them.
I just have passion.
Anyhow, that's mic'd up.
Passion.
Thanks for playing, guys.
Strategicize how I do things.
Strategery.
Know what?